This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Well, hello there, Gary Wilson here, and over there it's
Chelsea Little.
And it's time for another episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast. Here comes some of the best bits of last week. What have we been talking about? Remind me.
You've managed to make taking the bins out the most exciting thing ever. I'm going to say one word and one word only: conga. Crocs have hit a whole new level of chaos, all thanks to gibbets.
This, I still am not entirely sure I like even hearing the word. And second of all, I'm not even entirely sure it's a real thing, but you assure me it is. So we'll find out. Find out what gibbets are in just a bit, everyone.
Your nan's Vaseline could be the key to smelling fabulous, darling.
Oh, yeah. If you stink, you definitely need to stay listening.
I saw the strangest thing on the train.
You are the strangest thing on the train most of the time. So this really is something.
It was out of this world. Speaking of which, Jaffa Cake fans, prepare yourselves. There's a shocking transformation incoming.
As you hear, you've got to be quite brave to take on this episode, but I think you're up to it. Here we go, everyone. Episode 80. I love it when it's a round number. We put extra effort in. Honestly, we do. It's entitled
Gonks, Eggy Pickle and Simon Cowell's Dungarees.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Hack, that's what I've got for you. This is if you've got bin day today, you've got more than one wheelie bin to take out, right? Here's what you do, right? So you open one wheelie bin, flip up the lid. You park another wheelie bin in front of it and flip the lid up and in to the first bin. Okay. Then you close the lid of the first bin and that traps the lid of the second bin in.
So you can drag the two
so
at the same time.
You lift up your first bin and it lifts up the second bin and off you go.
Oh,
a little bin train.
It's like a bin conga.
It's a bin conga. It's a bonga. You can do the Kent bonga.
Have a Kent bonga for a Friday.
There you are,
Big
you see.
Big up the bongas this morning.
You always get something I've tried to make really good and helpful and you make it silly. I don't know what your problem is.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
I love public transport because it's the best place to people watch. And I was on the train the other day and I saw a woman doing her makeup. Also, right. I thought that's quite a normal thing. Women are hustlers. They like maximise their time.
Yeah.
But this woman got out her mascara and I thought, oh, how's she going to do that and not get it on her eyelid? She didn't put it on her eyelid. She started colouring in her greys with her mascara wand. She was there looking in the mirror going, oh, it's a grey spot there. Popping the, like, you know, you might get a little bit of grey hair. Got the mascara straight on that, colouring that bit in.
That is a thing, though. Can't you get, like, a little brush for your grey hair anyway?
Can't
you do that?
But she literally...
But she was an actual mascara.
It was just a mascara. Like, she'd done her eyelashes. She was improvising it. And first of all, I was shocked, but then I was quite... like admiring her actually from afar. So I was like, this woman, get her a life hack show. Like, move over, money man. We've got Beauty Babe coming in.
We've got Beauty Babe on the Beauty Train Babe.
Beauty Train Babe.
Alex has been in touch. Alex is in Margate. He says, I used to do a big train journey quite often from North Yorkshire to the Kent coast. And I once saw Thomas the Tank Engine on a train.
How is that even possible?
How is that even possible? He is a train.
He is a train. You can't have a train on a train. That's
just
silly.
He doesn't strike me as lazy either, Thomas.
No.
It's not like he'd get a piggyback from a big train.
Absolutely not. He's a hustler. Thomas does his own thing.
That's weird. Are you sure it's the real Thomas Tank Engine? Sounds
like an imposter to me.
It just doesn't add up to me. It just doesn't add up. I mean, the weirdest thing I've seen on a train, it wasn't that weird. It was actually excellent. And I've talked about this before. Was a very smart guy in a suit coming back from London.
Yeah.
And he opened his briefcase and he took something out. And it was a cardboard sign on a bit of string that he hung around his neck. And it said, wake me at a station.
That is genius.
Yeah, great.
More of us need that because the amount of time I've slept through and ended up in Dover is actually shameful.
We'll have a whip round then because I've now seen they do hats with an LED display on it. It's like a baseball cap with an LED display on it. You can set it what station you want to get off at.
Oh my goodness,
so it's just
brilliant.
Going round on your head.
Perfection. Then you've got to rely on the goodwill of others.
Let me off at Rochester. Brilliant.
This is brilliant. I love it. This one's going to give you the ick though. Dawn in Aylesford. She caught the last tube home not that long ago and there was a guy dressed as a Smurf. Oh, fun. But he was grooming his girlfriend's hair. Little bit too PDA. And eating what he found.
Oh, what, like a monkey picking nips out of the other one's fur?
The worst thing is she was dressed in a nurse's uniform and it wasn't Halloween either. And Shawnee and Who got in touch to say he used to work in Railway Lost Property, which was always great fun. He said one of the most random things that was ever left was a prosthetic leg.
Wow.
He said, I'm not quite sure how they made it home, not realising they only had one leg. But hey.
You would kind of notice that, what I thought. But amazing. Thank you, Shawnee, for reporting in. I hope you got claimed at some point.
I know.
Yeah.
How would you even approach that? So I think you got my leg.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
And I don't want to spoil the magic of radio, but, you know, behind the scenes here at KMFM, what about keeping it real? I said to Chelsea, what's coming up next? She said, toe gibbets. And I said, great.
If you're a fan of Crocs, I think you're going to love these. If you're not a fan of Crocs, it's going to make you hate them even more. So if you don't know what Crocs are, you haven't seen people out and about in them, they might be what your dad wears to do the gardening in. They're those big, like, kind of spongy-looking shoes with loads of holes in, or it's what a lot of the Gen Z kids are wearing. And gibbets are the little things that you pop in the holes so you can decorate the Crocs and make them look really pretty.
Oh, there's a name for them, is there?
Yeah, they're called gibbets.
They're called gibbets.
That's the official name for them. And you can get ones with little slogans on.
Yeah.
It's like stickers, but you or like badges. Is used to put on your backpack.
They wedge in the holes,
but
don't they?
They wedge in the holes for your shoes.
Right.
It's brilliant, so you can customise your Crocs.
Hang on, it's brilliant. Are you a Croc fan?
I'm warming to them.
Right, okay. Because before, you've been down on Crocs, and then suddenly you say they're brilliant.
Have,
I'm just like, hang on.
I got fluffy Crocs,
can we trust
and then I was
anything,
converted.
Anything that comes out of your mouth!
Well, maybe you want to get yourself some toe gibbets, because Crocs have created these, where it looks like actual toes sticking out of the holes on the end of your Crocs. So if you want to scare people a little bit, or just mess with them. Get yourself some toe gibbets. And you know, like when your toe accidentally slips out your sandal? It's like that for every single hole of your Croc.
Well, I hope is that, secretly, I hope you've made this up entirely. And people are going to go into shops and say, excuse me, can I get some toe gibbets, please? They're going to be chased out of those shops.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
If you smell bad, here's some good news. Perfume. It's expensive. Aftershave. It's expensive. So you want to make it go as far as you can, right? So this lady on TikTok, a couple of million hits now. What you do, you get your petroleum jelly, your Vaseline.
Yeah.
Heat it up in hot water. You put the pot in hot water so
yep.
it goes very runny. Then you spray some perfume into your Vaseline and give it a mix. And therefore, you've got like a perfume jelly. And then you smear the perfume jelly on yourself and it keeps the smell more than if you just put it onto your bare skin.
No!
There you are. You're welcome, everyone. Give that a try this morning if you just boil the kettle, making a cup of tea or a coffee.
Get your perfume jelly on the go.
Get your perfume jelly. Cook it up nice.
You would be cooking as well because Vaseline's so greasy.
Yeah, but it's good.
Yeah, imagine if someone
sits
tries to like give you a kiss or a hug. You're going to be slipping and sliding everywhere.
Well, luckily, it doesn't happen much to me. What are you doing on the way to work in the morning? Blimey. The only downside would be, you know when you go into the big stores, the superstores, the department stores, and they got that whole perfume area and there's people there waiting to spray you?
Yeah.
I don't really want to get smeared.
Oh, by
I don't want someone coming up and smearing me with a big load of blobby
just
grease.
Get fingers in the pot.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
And the thing I love the most about the breakfast show is we say one thing and it just spirals.
Yep.
All I did was say the word gonk.
Yep.
And it's gotten out of control. They're the little...
Well, you were trying to explain... Was it you trying to explain it to your BF?
Yeah, he had no idea
what a
gonk
was. He had no idea
what
a gonk was, so you had to school him in the gonk ways.
Yep, and they're basically a eyeless toy with big hats and beards, but they are very cute. They sound terrifying, but they're very cute. They normally come out at Christmas.
Yeah, there's another kind of gonk as well. The original gonk was like a furry tube instead of like without goggly eyes.
And he was also really cute.
They're all really cute. And that's why we've been inundated, and that's why only here at KMFM, for the first time ever, we can announce that it is the inaugural Kentish Gonk Week! Yes! It's never been done before on radio.
Wow.
This is a first. We've got a whole week dedicated to gonks. I know what you're thinking. Hang on, it's June and my gonk doesn't come out till Christmas. Well, I'm afraid that makes you the odd one out because gonks are here all year round, baby.
Kent is going gonk crazy. Ali in Ashford sent us a picture of her spring and summer collection of gonks.
See? Spring and summer collection of gonks. Are you listening?
Gonks are seasonal now, everyone.
This seasonal gonkage.
Heather in Ashford has 10 gonks, and that's not including her gonk draft excluder and all the little hanging gonks she has. She says she even has one hanging in her car. She said, I'm trying to stop myself from buying them, but they're so cute.
See, hanging gonks, it is not something you've got to go to the doctors about. It's a fun thing. It's all year round. It's Gonk Week. So we're looking for Kent's biggest gonk fans. Gonk. This is going to get me caught out at some point. Could have been worse. Kent's gonk super fans. That's what we're looking for. Now, Katie is in Strood and thinks that she's got what it takes. What makes you a super fan, Katie?
One, I think they're so really cute. And I love working with them with the wax and everything else.
You love working with them with the wax?
I make candles, then I hand paint them with acrylic paint.
So you make wax candle gonks? Wax gonk candles?
I do.
Wow!
This is awesome. Gonks have to have names. Have you had a recent gonk that you've named, that you made?
My little candle man, he's called Bertie the Beekeeper. My little small business that I've got, he's my little mascot, yeah.
And you do have actual gonks as well?
I do love my gonks. I mean, I've got one sitting on my counter between the kitchen and the lounge. He's my little protector. He watches over me.
Oh. Security gonk.
Yeah, he's the security gonk, yeah.
Oh, I love it. Well, you definitely qualify as our gonk fan of the day. 100%. Well played.
Thank you.
And love to Bertie and security gonk, the others.
Lovely, thank you so much.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
We thought, well, let's take the gonking a little bit further. Why not play a little gonk game with you today? And the gonk game today is gonk movies. Gonk movies. So what you got to do is take the word out of a movie title. Take any word you like out of a movie title, any movie you like. Take a word out and just replace it with gonk. And see if the resulting strap line, the resulting title sounds like a movie we'd quite like to see.
I thought I'd get the ball rolling.
Get the ball rolling.
How about Willy Gonka?
You're supposed to warn me. No, we've got a deal where you're going to say stuff like that. You're supposed to warn me. Because I have to make sure that the people high up aren't listening. I have to give them a message that they're not listening to the radio so we don't get taken off air.
Imagine the song by the Oompa Loompas. Yeah. Willy Gonka, Willy Gonka. Michaela and Minster, her idea was the Shawshank Gonk.
Oh, yeah, he's trying to break out of prison.
Becky and Ashford, Monty Python and the Holy Gonk.
Oh, yeah, all bow down to the Holy Gonk.
Sarah and Tunbridge, the Breakfast Gonk.
The Breakfast Gonk, perfect for here.
This one really got me. Nikki and Strood, High Gonk Musical.
Oh, and High Gonks.
Listen
to the laugh.
Sarah and Canterbury, 50 Shades of Gonk.
I don't even want to watch that one. Not on the Breakfast Show. Listen to her laughing. Have you ever heard noise like that before? That's not natural. It's not human.
Stacey and Maidstone, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Gonk.
Listen to Louise. Isn't it? Right,
that one really got me.
Right. Listen to it. She smokes 40 a day.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
And this will make you feel better about life because I tried to DIY. Now, my chest of drawers have broken.
Oh, no,
it's just the middle drawer. So when I pulled it out, the front of the drawer just came clean off.
Right, okay.
So I thought, do you remember those adverts of that man using the glue and he sticks a chair to the wall?
Oh, yeah.
I thought I'd get some of that stuff. Because if you can stick a chair to the chair wall to and the... you can sit on it.
Yeah, it's going to put the front of your drawers on. No worries.
I don't need to ask anyone for help. I've got this. I'm an independent woman.
Woo!
Look
at her go, hair flick.
I did.
Turn to camera in slow motion, grapple with glue gun.
And I thought I did a cracking job. I even sent a picture to my dad being like, look at this. I fixed it myself. And he was really proud. He's like,
Well done, Chelsea. You can do it.
The drawer lasted 2 days and I managed to glue not the drawer together, but my jeans to the drawer. So they're just staying there now.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
So Heinz are bringing in AI to answer all the questions that Gen Z have about salad cream. They just haven't got the people there to answer the questions anymore. They've got
inundated.
To set up a bot to answer all the questions about salad cream, which is basically, what is it?
Do you know what? That is a very fair point. I know I don't like it, but I don't particularly know what it is.
Well, you need to like it because it's awesome.
Is it, though?
Yes. So a lot of people are asking what it is. Their bot, someone's typed in, what is it? What the heck is salad cream? The bot has replied, mate, it's that creamy, tangy stuff your nan puts on sandwiches instead of mayo. It's like mayo's quirky cousin, a bit sweeter and tangier. I'd go with that.
Mayo's quirky cousin.
What, mayo's quirky cousin?
I love this.
And then people are asking, what's in it? And the bot's replying, it's eggy and vinegary. And people replying to that say, that sounds rank.
That sounds awful.
Vinegary eggs. Yeah, I suppose when you say it like that.
It's
but salad
just
cream.
Like a pickled egg in cream form.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Gonk Week at KMFM, celebrating the gonk. Why not? And including gonk in movie titles. By taking a word out, replacing it with gonk, what you get? Is it a movie we'd like to see?
Justin Tunbridge, How to Lose a Gonk in 10 Days. Oh. I love that one.
It's in the loft if you're looking.
Brenda in Gravesend, The Gonk Wears Prada. A gonk could look so good in Prada.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we're invested. Dirty gonking.
Just let him look. Just get out of our system. Just let it go. Hang on. All right. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
The new feature, Big News. Yes, big news first of all, Big Gale news. And that is that Helen Worth, who plays Gale in Coronation Street, has signed a new deal which will likely see her overtake Bill Roach, who plays Ken Barlow, his record of appearances in the soap. She's 320 episodes behind him at the moment. He's been in 4,773.
What?
But this new contract will probably see her past that.
Big
Go on, pork
Gale.
News.
Pork news, okay.
Greggs is launching a giant sausage roll for National Sausage Roll Day, which is tomorrow. It's only going to be available from a select number of stores. It is 1 yard long. Bring it.
Bring it on.
Big Bird news.
Oh, this one scares me.
Boffins are claiming that Britain's great tits are now huge and getting bigger. Our tits have managed to grow their beaks extra long.
Yeah.
Longer than their European counterparts. They reckon to get into those bird feeders and get at the nuts. And then because they're so effective at getting at the nuts, they're getting bigger. The great tits are greater than ever. Take that, European tits, in your face. It's big news at KMFM. What do you think? Big news can take off, right?
I like this a lot. I want to keep this.
Yeah, let's do it.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
We've just had the Britain's Got Talent final.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Obviously, Simon Cowell needed to busy himself because obviously he's got free time now.
Yeah.
So he's decided to create a brand new search, shall I say, because apparently this one is going to be stepping away from the cameras, away from the telly, but then I'm sure he'll turn it into a show afterwards. He's on a nationwide search for young men for the brand new boy band to be basically like the 2024 version of One Direction.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He wants to recreate that.
But he's not doing it on the telly.
But he's not doing it on the telly.
He's just doing it out of the kindness of his heart, is he?
100%.
But just doing it for funsies.
But the thing that's throwing me off, everyone's talking about the show and how it's going to work. No, no, no. We need to pay attention to the promotional photo, which is Simon Cowell in dungarees. Now, we always see him in a classic T-shirt and jeans. And once you see this, it just looks wrong.
No, in dungarees.
He's in dungarees. It's like seeing Barbie brunette.
Are you sure? Because
wrong.
You know he has his trousers up very, very high anyway.
Exactly.
Are you sure that they're not his normal trousers?
They just hoisted up.
And they're just up to chest nipple level where dungarees would usually rest.
How much higher can he go?
He's speaking through his fly now. He's actually smoking a fag through his own fly. What an amazing thing to do.
Simon Cowell in dungarees. Who'd have thought it?
Okay, look, we need to round up the best dungaree wearers of all time. So far, all we could offer, Meryl Streep in Mamma Mia.
She is fabulous in a set of dungarees, though, isn't she?
She really works those dungarees.
We also had Nikki and Hyde saying, I think Simon wearing them, the dungarees, is an ode to Robbie Williams in his Take That audition days.
Oh, that's going back. I don't remember that, but I'm sure that's right. Hello to Jonathan in Wainscott, who says, Ralph broke the internet, a famous dungarees wear. Yeah, if you've seen Wreck-It Ralph, he's got the dungarees on, wears them very, very
wears
nicely.
Them so well.
Yeah.
Lisa in Sheerness said, I think the famous dungarees has to go to John Coffey in the film The Green Mile.
Oh, what a moving moment. That's such a great film.
So good.
Such a good film. Hello to Alison, who says, Kylie, when she first appeared in Neighbours back in the day, was wearing dungarees.
Fun fact, did you know she stole them off the set?
I did not know that.
And she's kept them.
Well, there you are.
In an interview.
There
Fun
you
fact
are.
For
perfect.
You.
Perfect.
Paula in Paddockwood says, famous dungarees, Criss Cross, and they wore their dungarees backwards as well. Now, remind me, I can't think who Criss Cross are.
Oh, you do know who they are.
Jump.
Gary and Chelsea. KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
People's competitiveness is getting healthy nowadays. And
I'm not
sure how I feel about it.
Okay.
The new thing, you know, when people get streaks on things. So there was like a Duolingo thing where they like have a language streak. So you go on and you do your language lessons every day.
Okay, so you do a thing and then you do like hair highlights or something, or strips down your car.
A streak is in like, oh,
streaks,
yeah,
or running naked.
I've done my French lessons for 56 days
Woo,
in a row.
Look at me, or high five.
There was a Snapchat streak, I remember. And if you send Snapchats to each other every day, then you get a streak running between you and your friends.
Oh my goodness, really?
New one, running streaks. People now, the minimum amount of running that you're allowed to do is 1 mile. That's for it to class as a day on the streak.
Yeah.
And one person's got a 30-year streak.
Wow.
Running a mile a day. And I was like, what? No, 30 years of running, not streaking, 30 years of running.
I'm just imagining people with their clothes off running and someone running for 30 years. So by the end of it, you know when Forrest Gump ran across America and he came back and he had long hair and long beard? Yeah. That's how I would imagine him. Luckily, the beard is down long enough to cover.
Giving him modesty.
Yes.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Activities have said that they are going to be putting a twist on their iconic dark chocolate covered sponge filled with, well, I'll tell you in a moment. Can I just say, first of all, dark chocolate? Never occurred to me it was dark chocolate.
Do you know what? So they're technically a health food.
Technically.
Wow.
Because you've got the orange in there ordinarily, of course.
Look at us go.
Who knew? We'll have another packet on that in that case. But they're replacing the Jaffery slice, the jammy jelly-like wedge in there.
What?
And I'm not even going to talk about the people here that eat around everything and leave that jelly bit separate and have that after. I'm not getting into that. But I'm talking about the fact that McVitie's are going to replace that with.
Oh no.
Cola bottle flavouring. You know, like cola bottle sweets?
I know, and they don't belong in a Jaffa.
I love cola. I love sweets. I love Jaffa cakes. But the oranginess, we know, is a terrific compliment for the chocolatiness.
It's refreshing. It means that you can eat more of them because it's not too sickly.
Exactly.
The orange adds a bit of zest.
And it's, like you say, it's one of your five a day. Probably, don't quote me on that. I'm not a doctor. But a cola bottle suddenly in there.
What's that going to give us?
That's
the best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.